Before we start the Sugya Paganiska Knossa, the previous Gemara we were dealing with Hishva Kosav Ishamarish. And we had three Gzeres HaKosavs, we got three different in Yanim. Hishva Kosav Ishamarish is L'chal Anshi Shabbataira, L'chal Dinim Shabbataira, and L'chal Misa Shabbataira. In the Grach al Hashas, he asks a kasha, which is also in the Shittim Ukubetzes, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. But in the Rabbeinu Peretz, I think he asks it in a lot simpler way than Reb Chaim. I'll tell you both versions of the kasha. We have a pasuk, Eila ha-mishpatim ha-shatasim lefneihem, ishva ha-kasav ishalei ishlechal shikdinim shabbataira. We're saying that isha and ish are the same, that isha and ish are the same, like I'll be all the dinim of the Torah. We need a pasuk for that. By stais, otherwise I would have a makom to say that isha doesn't have all the dinim, or called dinim shabbataira. So, for Rabbeinu Peretz, we have a pasuk to tell you that the isha is psula la'edis. So there's a cost of that the isha is possible to be an aid. Why do I need a pasuk that the isha is possible to be an aid? Typically, if women don't have all the dinim of the Torah, so every isha would be an aid she'iyat yochala hazima. Because the woman herself, if she doesn't have kol dinim shabbataira, so it's a she'iyat yochala hazima. A woman herself can't be Muslim. So it's mukhrach it's mukhrach that a woman has all the dinim of the Torah. Otherwise, I don't need a pasuk for to pasul isha fa'eda. She's pasul anyway. The fact that I need a pasuk to pasul isha fa'eda is a raya that it's, a woman does have kol dinim shabbataira. Because if she didn't, she's possible Eidus anyway. Because it's Eidus Yatir Chalazima. That's our Rabbeinu Peretz, yes, this kasha. That for the fact that we have a pasuk to possible Isha from Eidus, that's good for a raya that there will be a Havamina Shishayach to Eidus, which means that it's Shayach the Indian of Dinu Shavatara for an Isha. That's our Rabbeinu Peretz's version of the kasha. In the Grach al Hashas, it asks the same kasha, but not on Eila Mishpatim, but on the next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? The Hamis Isha Isha. So Reb Chaim asks it to Darkei B'Kodesh in a slightly more complicated way. The same kasha, but a little more complicated. The Hamis Isha Isha. You need a pasuk to tell you that if you kill a woman, Yichayim Nisa. For Reb Chaim, why do I need a pasuk to tell you if you kill a woman that Yechayim Nisa, typically, that again, if I have a woman is a kosher Eidus. I need a pasuk to be Mevayeh a woman from Eidus. If I have a woman is a kosher Eid. What's the have a mean if she's a kosher Eid? How could she be a kosher Eid if someone's going to be Masim Har? So Reb Chaim is not asking that the Ben Peretz asks, how could a woman be an aid? She's at the Yachal Azima. That's what Ben Peretz asks. Reb Chaim asks that when a woman is an aid, if other men come and they're mazim har, those men are aidish Yat Yachal Azima. Because what did those men do? Those men tried to make her zaymimin. Let's say she said that Reuven was Bechal Shabbos. She's giving someone Misa. Eidim amazim har, they're trying to give her Misa. Now those Eidim who try to give her Misa also have to be Eidim Shiat Yochal Azimah. So Reb Chaim, if killing a woman, there's no din of Aish Shabbatayra. I need a person to say, Misa Isha Isha. To be a Havamina, that if you kill a woman, there's no Parsha of Aish Shabbatayra. So then certainly, if you try to kill women through Hazama. If you kill a woman, be a dying. There's no Einish. So then if you try to kill her through being mazima, there also should be no aids. So then the aidim who try to be mazim, the woman aid, they themselves are aid the shiat yochal azima, because they themselves can't get a punishment of kasha zaman, because all they did try to do is kill a woman. Follow? Chayim is a step more complex here. You have Reuven is Mechal Shabbos. Women are saying Eidus that Reuven is Mechal Shabbos. We need a pasuk to say women are pasuk. That means they have a mina that kosher. So both Rabbeinu Peretz and Reb Chaim are asking, what's to have a mina woman is kosher? Rabbeinu Peretz is asking pasuk. What's to have a mina woman's kosher? If dinim shebetayr don't apply, she's Eidus, she ati ochal azima. Rabbeinu Peretz is very glad. He's asking on this kasha how a woman could be an aid. Reb Chaim is asking a step more complicated. Reuven was Mechal Shabbos. A woman says Eidus. Men come and they're mazim the woman. Are those men Eidus she'ati ochal azima? Only if they'd be punished for killing the woman. Well, since we have a woman's a kosher aid, must be men who are mazim har are themselves chayiv misa if they're Muslim. Because otherwise, you can't be mazim this woman. Whoever's mazim her is himself an aid to shiat yachal azim. So it must be that people that try to kill a woman through hazama are chayiv misa. And then if somebody mamish kills a woman, there's a chayiv misa. So the kasha is, I know that hey misa yisha. Why do I need a pasuk hey misa yisha yisha? Did the parsha of Einchim apply if you kill a woman? Is doch pashit that it applies. Because the woman has to be an aid, that's yochal azima. That someone who tries to kill her could get nisa. This is the way Reb Chaim asks the kasha. Ben Peretz again is much simpler. Ben Reb Chaim adds a step in the kasha. Ben Peretz is asking on the pasuk Ela Mishpatim. Asher Tassim Lusneim. Hishva Kasev Isha Leish. Reb Chaim is asking on Eimis Isha Isha. Hishva Kasev Isha Leish. So, Reb Chaim, to answer this, says his big yisayid in Eidim Zaymimim, which I told you yesterday is a Beis Halevi's yisayid. You could clear by Eidim Zaymimim why Zaymimim get punished. You could learn two ways. Eidim Zaymimim who try to give someone misa, why are they punished? What's the Siva Sadavah? Eidim who try to be mazim, why are they punished? So you can learn two ways. You could learn it's a type of mazik. It's a type of mazik. The Torah has 100 ways that if you mazik someone, you get punished. You have to pay. The Torah says if you mazik someone, you could cost them money. You have to pay money. Certain things you do to people, you could be chayav malchus. Certain things you do to people, you could be chayav misa. The Torah says there's another mazik, Eidim Zaymimim. They were mazik someone. The difference is Eidim Zaymimim, the chiddushu, that they just tried to be mazik someone. But it's a type of mazik. It's a chiddush. They just tried to be mazik someone. They weren't actually mazik. But the Torah is mechayev Eidim Zaymimim because they tried to be mazik someone. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is, no, Eidim Zaymimim are off the charts. Eidim Zaymimim are mazikim. They didn't do anything. They don't fit into the category of mazik. They didn't try to hurt anybody. They tried to hurt somebody, they didn't actually hurt anybody. Eidim Zaymimim is a parsha that has to do with Ben Adam Lamakim. Somebody did an avera to Rabbi Nishaloylam. He came into Bezdin and he said, Eidis, that wasn't true. And we're mazin him. It's a Bein Adam Lamakim Dikidin. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. The person who did a Rishis in Bezdin, he gets Kasha Zama. So if Chaim clears how to define it's in different words, it's a clear if Eidim Zaymin is a Bein Adam L'Chaveira Dika Aveira. Is Eidim Zaymin Bein Adam L'Chaveira? Because you try to hurt your Chaver. And the Torah gives you a din like a mazik. Or is Bein Adam L'Chaveira a Bein Adam L'Mokim Dika Aveira? Then I have let it rabbi Nishalayim. You say you came into Bezdin and you said bad things. You said false things. So the parsha made him zayin into chachayin. It's a gzeres hakasav. It's a gzeres hakasav. The whole parsha zayin is a gzeres hakasav. But the sima seinyan is a ben alamokim dekaver. That's Rav Chaim's clear. So Rav Chaim brings an interesting. The svar ben alamokim is because they didn't do damage to anybody. They tried, but they didn't. They came and they said, hey, that this person is Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayim Misa. They were Muslim before they gave Misa to, anybody gave Misa to this person.
Bezen accepted their
aid. So Bezen Paskin, but never carried out the punishment. Before Bezen could carry out the punishment, they're Muslim.
This guy was labeled
Mechal Shabbos for 2 weeks that people thought he was Mechal Shabbos. Aydin says Mechal Shabbos. So for that you get Misa, because you label someone as Mechal Shabbos.
Misa, but it's a hezek.
But they're getting Misa L'maisim. I understand it's a hezek. There's certainly some type of hezek that happened. But is the Einish for the hezek? Or is the Einish such a Einish is just because they gave him a bad name? Or is the Einish because they did an apple and bezdin?
So then if it's the Lamakim, then wouldn't it all be the same exact Einish? Wouldn't Aiden Zayim have a universal gun?
No, because I did a worse thing if I corrupted Bezdin and tried to kill someone than if I corrupted Bezdin and tried to give someone Malkus.
And looking at the effect that it has on people, not the effect that it has on Hashem.
You're saying that for saying false aid is the din of a pruta should be the same din as a 100 prutas. So why is my Einish one pruta and 100 prutas? Why is the Einish different? Why is it exactly Kasha Zomer? I hear the timer. So it's a right that has to do with Hezek. It's interesting that Reb Chaim brings the similar ayah the other way around. Reb Chaim says, we find that if you kill someone, if Reuven kills Shimon, let's say Reuven kills Shimon through stoning him. Reuven's Chayev Chenek. It doesn't matter what method of murder was used. If Reuven killed Shimon, it doesn't matter what method he used. If he used a revolver, or the knife, or the candlestick, or the other ones, whatever he used to kill him, he gets the same Einish. Right? He gets chenek. Right? Or it's Sayach, or he gets chenek. But Edom Zaymimin is not that way. Edom Zaymimin get what they try to give the person. If they try to give the person chenek, they get chenek. If they try to give the person skila, they get skila. If they try to give him sreifa, they get sreifa. So Reb Chaim, it can't be a Ben Adam L'Chaveri Dikadim. Because in Ben Adam L'Chaveri Dikadim, a Ritzayach gets chenek, even if he actually killed. So what's the difference if he killed with skila, sreifa, whatever he did, he always gets chenek. We see in the Mazik Tikadin, it's one Einish of Chenek, no matter how you kill someone. And by Edom Zaymin, it's not that way. By Edom Zaymin, we give him whatever he tried to do to them. It's a Raya, it's a separate Parsha. It's a Raya, it's not the same Parsha as Mazik. It's a Parsha of Ben Al Namakim. And that's what Chaim's Raya. That it's been Adam, what we call it Ben Al Mamakim, he uses the Wulashim, that's a Xeris HaKosim Dikidim, it's not a Masik Dikidim. As Ishtaitu, and that's what Chaim's right. So with this, he comes back to answer the original Kasha. Reb Chaim asked, he was asking on the Pasik for Hamas Isha Isha. Now, why do you need a pasuk that if you kill a woman, yichayev misa, typically from Edom Zaymimin, the parsha of Edom Zaymimin, that Edom would try to be mazim a woman aid, if a woman aid would be kosher, achayev an einish. Teretz is, you can't learn it from there. Because Edom, who become Muslim and get an einish, I would say there, who cares if they said Edis about an Ish or an Isha? The punishment is not for the person they tried to hurt. The punishment is for corrupting Bezdin. But walking into Bezdin is saying these things. So therefore, it doesn't matter if they're saying about a man or a woman. they get the same einish because their punishment is their avera to the rabbi shalom. It's no raya that if someone's matzik a woman or kills a woman has the same einishim as killing a man. For that, I would still need a pasuk, because from that I wouldn't know that from the parsha of Edom. Edom Zamin can get punished for being mazam a woman, and that's still no proof that a woman is hishvi isha leish l'chol ayin sheshavetayr. It wouldn't be a raya. L'chol misa shavetayr. That's Rav Chaim's yisoid. Does it answer the Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha? I guess it would answer Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha also. Rabbeinu Peretz was asking, when the woman is an aid herself, she could be Muslim. So we see Dinim Shabbatayra apply to her. That Dinim Shabbatayra, if it's Menod Lachaveira, it's Taka Rai Elachol Dinim Shabbatayra. Because Elam Mishpatim is Dinim Mamin. But if it's Menod Lamakin, then it's only a Raya Elachol Einshin Shabbatayra. It would be a Raya to Einshin to Menod Lamakin Dikaveira. So it would Lachaveira still be a Raya. But not for Dine Mamin. For Dine Mamin, it wouldn't be a Raya. So L'chaira would answer at least Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha, but certainly it answers the way Reb Chaim asked the kasha. And our big problem with this Reb Chaim is the Gemara we had on Daf Vav, I think it was, the Chof Dal and Ovis Nezikin, and one of them is Edom Zaynimim. L'chaira to the Farsha Gemara that Edom Zaymanin are a type of Nezikim. And do we have a teretz last time? I don't remember we spoke this out in the Alam of Vez. It's likely not. It wasn't really a sugya of Edom Zaymanin. I don't remember a teretz. It's chayt in the first Gemara that Edom Zaynimin is a type of mazik. Chof Dalar Ovis Nezikin, and one of them is Edom Zaynimin. It's a riot, it's a type of mazik. Okay. All right, so this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid in Edom Zaymanin, which comes into the sugya here. All right, let's get to the last major sugya of the first parak. Actually, the next sugya is also the Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadim. But okay, this is a famous sugya of Palga Niska. Itma Paga Niska, Rav Papa Amar Mamayna, Rav Hunneberg Yeshua Meknasa. We have here Machlaikis in the din of Chatzin Nezek, of Karen. This din that a Karen pays Chatzin Nezek, the Gemara is unsure if it's Mamin or Knas. The Maskana will be that it's Knas, as we're going to see. And we actually tell it in the Machlaikis Tanoim, probably. But it's a machlaikis if Palga Niska is Knasa. Now the first thing you do when you learn the Gemara is you ask yourself, why should it be Knasa? Why should it be a Knas? Why should I think Palga Niska is a Knas? It's not a typical Knas. A typical Knas, first of all, a typical Knas is a set amount. The Knasis are shloshim of an Eved, and how much is Mefata is 50, and what Tishemra is 100. Typical knasos, well, they're not all katsuv, but most of them are katsuvin. And they're all more than the hezek. Right? The question is if chatzi nezek is or is not a mamon or a knas. I would think the pashtus would be that it's a mamon. And the chiddush is that it's a knas. The question is, why in Svara should I say that Palga Niska is a Knas? That's the question. So the Gemara, let's see the Gemara's Lashon, and then we'll see if we have a Karkite in why it should be a Knas. Let's see. Rapapa Rama Mamayna. Ksav Estam Shvarim Lav Becheska Shima Kaini. The amount of shmira that a stam shar needs is such that we don't think that's not good enough. That that's not over the threshold of a safe amount. So stam shvar in la becheska shima kaimi ubedin hu deboy v'shlume kule. And really, logically, you should have to pay kol anezik. Rachmanu hu dechosalei. The Torah had Rachman is on the person. The kati lo yayit ture. He wasn't warned. And therefore, you pay chatzi nezek, an unusual gemara. And now saying it's not a gzeres hakasav, it's a svara. What's a svara? That really make a thing you should pay everything. And this is a svara lahakum. Chatzi nezek is a svara lahakum. Since really you should pay, it's a mammon. And therefore, it's mammon. Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Huna Breda, Rabbi Yeshua Meknasa, kesaver stam svara meches kishim akavi. Now, what does that mean? Stam shvar meches kashim akaimi. So why bedin hudloy l'shalom klal? Why? If stam shvar la meches kashim akaimi, if b'shus meches kashim akaimi, so why you potter? It's unusual. So who says unusual is potter? Einus. I think the verb is that you're an einus. Stam shvar meches kashim akaimi. If you own a cat. And I don't own a cat, but I think stam cats are not mazikim. Stam azai, a person has cats. So it's not a mazik. So if the cat goes and it's mazik, then you're an inus. The owner is an inus. And we know, the cloud that we know from the Masechta is that mamin amazik, you pater an inusim. We're a big klolam above a kama that you should try to remember. Even though Adam Ud La'ilam, that's only Adam Amazik. But Mamin Amazik, Einus is Pater. So, if Einus is Pater, so then why was the Torah Mechayim Michatzin Ezek? So that's why it's a Knas. Dinu La Yisham Karaf, Manu De Kansei, Kiech Bunta Leo Ture. So how would you phrase it? Why should Chatzin Ezek not be Mamin? It should be a Knas. I'll give you two choices and how to explain Rav Huna. You start with A and you go to B. There are two ways to do A and B. Either you can start Rav Huna like this. You say, look, Rav Huna, we start with the Hanocha that animals are Beches Kashimer. Since animals are Beches Kashimer, it's a Knas. B, the Torah says Chatzi Nezek, why only half? We understand, because really you should be Patel Gamri. So the Torah said a knas, it's enough a half. That's one way to read Rav Huna very division. The other way is to start the reverse. How do we know if it's shvarim abeches kashimur? How much shmir is the Torah mechayiv? A, the Torah said you only pay chatzi nezek. Oh, you only pay chatzi nezek? Must be that stam shvarim abeches kashimur. The amount of shmira that the threshold of Shmira is satisfied by Stam Shvarim. And that's why you only pay Chatzi Nezek, because Stam Shvarim Ches Kashima Kaimi, you're really not responsible. And the Torah just said, pay half, Kech Adel Interay, you should be a little more careful. You see, you could go two ways. You could start, you have a choice how to read Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, which is the Siba of the making it a Knas. What causes you to call it a knas? Is it a svara that's beches kashimar? So therefore, it's only a knas. And it's only half the Torah ad Rachmanis. What about the reverse? Or the reverse, that no, the Torah said half, so that's why we know it's a knas, and mela beches kashimar. What would be a nafkamina the two ways? If I could think of a type of keren tam, the chayav nezek shalim. If I could come up with a Karen Tam that's Chayim Nezek Shalim, would Rav Huna hold that it's a Knas? Can anybody think of a Karen Tam that's Chayim Nezek Shalim? Like one of the Amar. Rav Tarfon holds that Karen b'shus hanizik is chayav nezek shalom. The Tarfon says that the whole parasha of chatzi nezek is only b'shus harav. If an animal goes into b'shus hanizik, and in the b'shus hanizik, the animal is mazik through Karen, so the sheet of Tarfon is that chayav nezek shalom. So much like this tanoim. Reb Tarfon holds that it's chayiv nezek shalom. So my question is, according to Reb Tarfon, Karen b'shus hanizik. Let's assume we pass the grafana b'rei d'rishua. Regular Karen tam is chayiv nezek of the kness. What is Reb Tarfon going to hold by Karen b'shus hanizik? Is Karen b'shus hanizik a kness, or is it mammon? The Rishash is mesupik in this thing. If Kere, Leirab Tarfin, that you pay Nezek Sholem, whether it's a Knas or Mammon according to Reb Tarfin. This suffix depends, L'chair, on these two ways of learning. If you hold, that why is Karen a knas? If you hold the starting point is it's only chayav chatzi nezek. We see it must be that it's not a real mammon. If that's the starting point, then b'shus hanizik you could argue no b'shus hanizik chayav nezek shalei must be that much shmira. Now you're not to let your animal go to someone else's b'shus. That much is mammon. So if you start with that, then it's. If you start with the din tashlumin, then Barab Tarfin would be mammon. You start the other way. You start with dam shvar meches kashimur kaim. You start with the nature of an animal. That the nature of an animal is not to do keren. And that's why it's chayav, that's why it's only a knas. So the nature of an animal not to do keren is the same whether it's a rishus harav or rishus hanizik. So then even rishus hanizik it should be a knas. So this is the suffix, this is the Rishash's suffix, Yeshua has the same suffix later in the Masechta. Whether, like Reb Tarfin, the din of Chatzi Nezek, of Nezek Shalem, whether that makes it into a mammon, or whether that remains a knas. We're going to have soon the Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris. There's another Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris. Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris, Halacha Mishum Sinai Kemiralan, the Mamayna. Gemara is going to say the Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris, even though Tzrayris only pays Chatzi Nezek, Chatzi Nezek is Kemiralan, then it's Mammon. The Rashba says that what do you mean Halacha Mishum Sinai for by Tzrayris? The Rashba brings two taichin in the Gemara. Either halacha Moshe Messina of Tzrayris is that it's Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalei. It's one way to learn. Or the halacha Moshe Messina is that it's Mammon and it's not Knas. The Rashba is Mesupik. If you need the halacha Moshe Messina to tell me that it's not Mammon, that it's not Knas, it's Mammon. What?
Hold it ready, just push it.
Chayre should be pashut. What's shot in the Rashba? Chayre is pashut. Tzrayris is regal. Regal is mammon. No tchunas nefesh of an animal to do tzrayris. Tzrayris is the animal is walking normally and it shoots out. So the Rashba is mitzadei that you mean al chayre shasinai to tell you that it's mammon and not a knas. Why? The Birchas Avraham says that this pshat that he's learned that the Rashba is saying. That the siva to call something a knas is because you pay chatzi nezek. The starting point to call something a knas is the fact that it doesn't pay the normal amount. It pays chatzi nezek. That's why palganiska knas. So now, by tzrayris, it's also chatzi nezek. I would also say it's a knas. I need halacha mishum sinai to tell me no, it's mammon. But if you learn the other way. That the starting point of knas, is the tchunas hanefesh of an animal. That's Stam Shvar B'chaz Kashima Kaini. The way the animal is, that's what makes it into a Knas. Then B'chatzit Nezek Tzrayris, it's Pashit, it's not a Knas. Because there's no Tchunas HaNefesh of an animal, there's no nature of an animal that makes it be prone to Tzrayris. So he says that's also totally in this Shaila. So he has these two ways to learn. This is in the Tinyana, in the second Chelek of Berchus Avram. He says that there are these two ways to understand what's bothering the Gemara. The Gemara starts, Achatzi Nezek should be Knas. What's bothering the Gemara? So again, you have the two ways. Either it's bothering the Gemara, the nature of the animal. It's not the nature of the animal to do Keren. Why should he pay? So it must be it's a Knas. Or it's bothering the Gemara that the Torah said Achatzi Nezek. The Torah said Achatzi Nezek, Vice Tais, it's Knas. Those are the two ways to learn this Gemara. So with this, he answers a Peledik line in the Taisus on Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. Taisus on Chav Dalet is talking about Shloshim Shel Eved. That by an Eved, you know, if your animal kills an Eved, you pay 30 shekels flat fee. If he kills an Eved, that's certainly a Knas. So Taisus there says a Chiddush. What happens if the Eved that got killed was worth 30 shekels? The animal killed an Eved, and the Eved was exactly worth 30 shekels. How much do you have to pay? 30. So Taisa says, there you would think it's Mamayna. So Taisa says, L'cholku, it's flushing, L'cholku b'knasais. This is ein chatzi nezek, ein knas cholok. That even by shloshim shel eved, afilo hayo eved shav shloshim lepachas v'leyaiser mekomak im ave knas. So Pashtra and Taisus, there's no words to it. Why, if David's worth 30, I would think it's not a knas, and it's a knas, not a knas. Why would I think it's different? The way the Berachos Avraham is suggesting that the starting point to make something a knas is the amount you pay not being the same as the hezek. That's the siba that something's a knas. So then the attacker might be a svara by shloshim shel eved. You're paying 30. There's no reason to say it's a knas because the tashlumin is equal. So Taisa says it's takanat because ein knas is chaluk. You don't divide it. If once it's a knas, always a knas. But the nekuda is why there would be a havamina. It's a raya that the starting point to making something knasais is the amount you pay. And therefore, when this Gemara began, the Palganiska Knasa, what was bothering the Gemara is the Palganiska, the amount you pay that should render it into a Knas. Mainly, we have to have a Svara, so we come up with a Svara that Bechez Kashim Lakaim. It must be that the amount of Shmira is enough. But the beginning point, the starting point to making it a Knas, is that Nekuda. Is Nekuda that it doesn't pay the full amount, it only pays Chatzi Nezek. And that's Nekuda that makes it into a Knas. Alright, so this is the Gemara's Shakla Vitaria, Palga Niska Knasa. The Gemara brings a Raya. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that the Nizik and the Mazik share the cost, share the payment. How is the Nizik sharing the payment? It means the Nizik is taking some type of loss. Bishlam al Mani Yama Paganiska Mamaina Hainu the Shaykh Nizik Tashlumin. So you could call it that the Nizik is Shaykh and Tele Tashlumin. Why? Because of the fact that he's losing part of the money. But Elamai Yama Paganiska Knasa Hash the Lavdi Day Shuckle. It's a Shlumin Isay. What do you mean? He's not Pitashlumin. He talk has a loss of money, but the loss of money is something that happens. It happened, it's no one's fault. Because Tam Shvar Bechaz Kashima Kain. So he's only gaining. So why are you saying that he's Bitashlumin, that he's contributing? So the Gemara Nitzchel of Chas Nevela. It's telling you that if the Nevela goes down later, that's his achrayus. In fact, the Gemara Chas Nevela. The chiddush is you might think they split Chas Nevela. Rashi says, so Kamash Malan that no. That Chas Nevela Hatana Leireisha Shlomi Nazek Malami Shabbat Mekatal Nevela. So the Gemara Chad the Betam Chad the Mumud Betzricha the Yashminu Betam Mishum Dekati Lo Yiyayit. Abu Mu'ed, I'm a lie. I might think a Mu'ed, the Nizik is more, the Mazik is more responsible, so you should take on the Pchas Nevela, so I would think not. Yashmir a Mu'ed, Mishum, the Kamisham Kule, Avatam, I'm a lie, Tzricha. Okay, so this raya is the raya from our mission. I guess that's how the sugya gets in here. Yeah, let's see the next raya. The next raya brings the nafkaminis between knas and mamon. Tashma, mabei tam lamuid, tam misham chatzin nezek begufo, imud misham nezek shalom and aliyah. The misa, if it's a knas, l'fin namiha, tamin misham api atzma, imud misham api atzma. We have here in the Gemara, Rashi really said it right in the beginning of the sugya. The main nafkamina, what's a nafkamina of paganiska is knasa or not knasa? Of anything in the world, what's a nafkamina if it's knasa or not knasa? There's one primary nafkamina. Nafkamina is the din that maida be knas is potter. And if it's a knas, in the Bible, common that maida, then you have a ptor. Since we paskin, like the Gemara says, Yom Bay, Pilchasa, paganiska knasa, has to follow that if someone is maida in bezdin, that a shar was mazik and oifin that a peis chatzi nezek must be that he'll be potter. That's the maskanas hasugya. The shach in simin tov sitkat vav brings from the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah is known as this came on in Perek Tes Halacha Yud. That on Chatzi Nezek, if someone's Tevei you Mamin, if someone's Tevei you, that your shar Tam was Mazik his animal, so you have to swear a Shavuos Heses to Pati yourself. There's a Chiyuv Shavua on Chatzi Nezek. What's Shver about? Shach says it's a Pella. What's the Pella? If you go to someone and you tell them your shar was mazik my shar, and your shar, the shar was Karen, your shar Tam was mazik my shar, you owe me money. So Magid Mishnah says you have to swear. Shach says makes no sense. What? But every Shavuos Heses is that way. If I'm to value you that I lent you money, he says it's a Shavuos Heses. Has to be a Pella that's tied to a Tam. Might the Bechnas is Potter. If he's Tevei on me, obviously he doesn't have Eidim. So what does it help to be Tevei on me, even if I'm Maida on Potter? No? The Pell? Even if I'm Maida on Potter. So if I deny it, I have to swear? You say I owe you money. If I say I taka owe you money, I have to pay zero. If I say I don't owe you money, I could be chayiv more, I have to give you a shua? Makes zero sense. No? What? He should bet a lie. Well, he has an eagle, he could have been mine then. Alright, now he's saying eagle after him is shua. But the whole chayiv shua doesn't make sense. How could you? The whole case doesn't make sense. You go to someone, you say, your animal was mazik me with tab, you owe me knas. Anytime a person goes to someone else, says, you owe me knas. The tviya is a nonsensical tviya. Because all you're going to get from him is that he's going to be maida and be potter. If he's not maida, he's not going to be potter. So the whole Shah says it doesn't understand the Magid Mishnah. What does it mean, this Magid Mishnah, that there's a shvua on the tviya of knas? The whole mitzvah doesn't make sense. You think someone owes you a knas, what are you going to go to him for? What are you going to go in for? So the Shach blight Shver on this, I don't think he has a pshat in the Magid Mishnah. Now, in order to answer it, the Me'iri here in our Gemara brings a Ravid. Truth is that this Ravid is brought by the Rashba as well, just the Rashba's on Daf Lamed Gimel. They bring from the Ravid that Chatzi Nezek, Paganiska Knossa, is different than all Knossa Shabbatayra. The Ravid says that all Knossa Shabbatayra, if no one was Lechai of you, you don't have any reason to voluntarily pay. There's no frumkeit to pay. Let's say someone knows he once stole from someone. If someone will come to me, he says, you know, when I was a teenager, I stole from a store. They tell him, go to the store and give the money back. He'll ask me, should I give them kefil? No. Maybe it's a frumkeit, I should give them kefil. There's no frumkeit to go and give them kefil. There's no lotisi de shemayim to give them kefil. When I got married, before I got married, I sent a check to the Brooklyn Public Library to pay for all the books I hadn't returned over the years. I estimated what it might be. I figured when I get married, let me at least have no aveiros under the chuppah as best I could. So I sent him a check. And I sent him kefil. And so I sent him a check. Guess I'm the only one that did that, no? But in my days, the books in the library are kosher. I don't know what it's like today. But at any rate, there's no such thing to pay what's this day shemayim to pay a knas. No such thing. The Ravid says chatzi nezek is different, and you should pay what's this day shemayim. It's a milah always to pay latisi de shemayim, and as the lashon of the Ravid is that bezdin is mechayiv you latisi de shemayim, and the Rashba writes on the Ravid that that's not what he's talking about. But bezdin is mechayiv. The person's mighty beknas, bezdin is not mechayiv. If there are eidim, bezdin is mechayiv. There are no eidim, it's not mechayiv. But the Ravid himself holds, that's the way the Miri brings, that the knas of Chatzi Nezek is different than all other knasses. And the Bezdin tells him, Zil Shlim, Bezdin is not Mechayiv. Bezdin is not Typhus from him. Bezdin just tells him, Zil Shlim is a Maila to pay. So it comes out, the Rashba himself says that no, Chatzi Nezek is the same as all knasses. But the Ravid says that Chatzi Nezek is different than all Knossos, because what's the reason why Chatzi Nezek should be different? There's really a Svara to it, right? What's the Svara Chatzi Nezek should be different? What?
It's a
Hidah, it's a Shlum.
It's a Hidah. Same by Maida, Rakach, by Aiden, by a Pater, in the case where there's no. There's not paying anything with Haida, then it's going to still be chayav.
That's only if Edom come. If no Edom came. Why is it even a kefil if no Edom come?
Kefil might
not pay that. That's the reason. The reason is every other knas, it's not that the other person lost anything that you're paying. You're paying because you have to pay kefil because you're a Rasha, you're a Ganif. You're a Mitzi Shemra, you have to pay a knas. By Chatzi Nezek, the other person lost something. It's a partial payment to the person. It's a reimbursement to the person. B'chayre, that's as far as Haravid. The Ravid says there's a Maila, Lotzis De Shemayim Zil Shlim, to go and pay. Why is there a Maila, Zil Shlim, go and pay? The reason is that this is different than every knas. Every other knas, like the Gemara says later, is Yaisa Mimasha Hizik. Chatzi Nezek is always pachas mimasha hezek. A kaponim, that's the Ravid shita, if that's the reason or not. The Ravid holds that Chatzi Nezek is different than shaknosis, that lotis de shemayim a person should pay. If you kill an eved, usually shlosh shel eved is more than the value of the eved. Anyway, you didn't kill the eved, you sure killed the eved. It's all right, it could be pachas, but how much nef it's worth a mechinah. But chati nezek by definition is half the hezek.
Yeah.
Either way, whether this is the svara or not, that's the ragged shita. That by chati nezek there's a din of zil shlim, there's a din that a person should pay. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Tes of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Halacha Yud Aleph, one halacha after the one that the Shach is the kash on, right after that, the Magid Mishnah himself brings a Ravid and says, B'shem the Ravid, that even if you hold, and we're going to talk about this by Richos, if Tfisa helps by Knossos, even if you hold that Tfisa does not help by Shah Knossos, even if you hold that Tfisa does not help by Shah Knossos, but by Chati Nezek, Tfisa helps. Which is L'chaira, the Ravid Vaita L'shitasai, that Ravid Vaita L'shitasai, that Yel Chasi Nezek is a more Chamedic Knas than all other Knasses. And he says Tfisa helps. And the Magid Mishnah brings the Ravid. It sounds like the Magid Mishnah is masking to the Shita's Ravid. If so, Mustami is masking to the whole Shita's Ravid, to both parts. The Bezin says Zil Shlim. It's very likely the Magid Mishnah is masking to that. So now we know the Ravid Shita, the likelihood that the Magid Mishnah is masking. We go back to the Shach that we started with. The Shach says that if you're Teveya, Chati Nezek from someone, is it Shmua? Yes, the Shmua Shmua's Hesus. So we asked, for what are you swearing a Shmua's Hesus? Bezin doesn't pass because he's not Machayiv even if you're Maida. Bezin not Machayiv even if you're Maida. So it could be. Since there is a Psak Bezin of Zil Shlim, Bezin doesn't force you to pay. But Bezin tells you, Zil Shlim, the right thing to do is to pay. We can't force you. So now it comes out good. That even though every Maida B'Knas is Potter, but since there's a din of Zil Shlim, so Shaykh is in Torah, Bezin should be Mechayiv, you to be Mevar the Emes. What's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is only that Bezin will say Zil Shlim. If you say, I don't want to swear, so Bezin will tell you, well, you should know if it's true, then you have to pay. Not Mechayiv you. But you see, once you have this Ravid Chiddush, that Bechati Nezek, there's a din, they're supposed to go and pay, so then the whole thing makes, then it makes sense that it could be a din Torah. The Achrayim bring a Yeshua, the Flamed Hay. It's a question, how you learn Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, if you hold Paganiski Knossa. The Mishnah there says, Shar Shar Yeroidif Achashar. Adam C. Ruve Shar is running after Shimon Shar. He wants to beat him up, and this Shimon Shar is running away. And Ruve Shar is running after Shimon Shar. Vuhuzak. They go behind the building. No one can see what happened. When you come back, Shimon Shar is bleeding. Zayim Shar Chahizik. He says Yeshar was Mazik. He says, no, maybe the animal tripped over a stone and hurt itself. What's the case? Well, what's going on here? The Gemara says that that's talking about a shartam. Kulam mitzvah betamim mayri, the Gemara brings. So, what's the case? If you're talking about a shartam, well, what's the case? Shar is running after a shar. Zer mishar chizik v'zay v'loiki alosela loka. There are no witnesses. Adam didn't see what happened. Adam didn't see what happened. So vayter, the Mishnah makes no sense. Why? What's the case? What's the case? Why the b'knas is potter? You tell me my shar, gored your shar. If I'm made it to you, I'm part of it.
Can't be made.
Why?
How do you know?
I'm saying, even if I was made, I'd be part of it. So if I say, I don't know, I certainly should be potter. If I say, b'sel alaka, then...
What?
If you're
potter, but if you can't be mine, then how can you be potter?
Is that true? Is it possible to say such a thing? That if I'm laid down potter, but if I deny it, I'm worse. Maybe that would take off the Shas Kash in the first place. Let's go back to the Shas original Kash. Shas said, B'shem the Magen Mishnah, if Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Yomi Chatzin Ezek, Shimon denies it, Shimon has to swear. So Shachi has to tell him, why do you have to swear, even if you might be a part of it? If you deny it, you should certainly be a part of it. So you're saying, maybe not. Maybe if you might then a knas, you're potter. But if you deny it, it could be chayev. Well, unless you are a maida.
Isn't it a chiddush that the whole thing of my knas potter?
You say such a thing. Makes sense. If I'm maida in a knas, I'm potter. If I deny it, I'm worse. I'm worse. Someone says, I am a knas. If I'm maida, I'm off the hook. If I say no, I say no, I'm potter. They deny it. Somewhere else, I have to swear. Maybe. It's a stretch.
See, my mind is stretched. I'm not even. But if you're potter, if you deny it, by them, it's a
high. Yeah, that's because your denial is meaningless.
So you see.
I don't think that proves this case. It doesn't prove. It's just illogical that if I'm maida, I'm potter, and if I deny it, I'm chayiv. Somehow illogical. It should become a chayver, maybe. What? Yeah. So knas is a penalty the Torah created.
So
they created with maida b'knas. So the pshat is I have to fulfill the act of being maida b'knas to be potter. Normally I learn maida b'knas potter means you only chayav knas if two eidim are machayav you. Saying no, you're the chayav knas no matter what. If you're maida b'knas, you get a free pass, you get off the hook. Because you did a nice thing, you're maida, so we get you off the hook. But maybe if you deny it, you're worse. Could be. Chiddush. Could be that when it's a Pnei Shos Kasha. How over there, how you could have it in Torah there. What I was going to say is that light derive it, it's good. Light derive it, that there's a psak of still shlim. So it's still shayach, a shayla. Shayach, right about a shar. Zaymer, shar chizik, zaymer, like yellow bistel alaka. So Mishnah has to paskin to tell you what to do. Because there will be a psak of still shlim. I don't know, it's an interesting suggestion. Is it possible the Maida B'Knas is only for Mamish Maida? If you say, I don't know, you're worse. If you deny it, you're worse. Everything's possible, I don't know. It's a finish to say. If you find someone who says it, it's good. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue.